You're listening to the Stick Figure Podcast.
This is life, man.
Dude, put that away.
Yeah, you don't need that.
A broom is technology.
At this point, can we embrace some kind of sexual revolution and just be swingers?
Hey, what is up, Internet? You are listening to the Stick Figure Podcast, Episode 4. It's been like 4 months since Episode 3, but we're back and we're better than ever.
Our bad.
This week, I don't know how often we're going to do them, just whenever we can. This week, we have a star-studded cast of, as always, I'm Chris Dykes. We have...
Mike Stevens.
Hello.
Henry.
Harry, who we're going to call Harry throughout the podcast.
Henry.
Harry.
It's Henry now.
And a new addition to the Stick Figure Podcast.
Steven, who is substituting for Troy. Obvious improvement.
Yeah.
Troy, less curly hair.
Troy was in the intro song, so just picture that Steven said that.
It was the part you didn't like.
Steven's a swinger.
I don't know. That might have been the best part of the intro song.
It was.
Troy talking about this one. I like the new intro.
I
like the last one, but
I thought it was going to echo, but then I was like, you could just delete that part.
Yeah,
and then I was like,
we're going to make a for whatever reason, it's easier to have two. I'm not going to get into the technical stuff. It's just easier that way.
Oh, sir.
Record it like You're
this.
A genius,
yes, sir.
And I understand.
Okay, so new intro song. I like it.
I like it.
Everyone else likes it.
It's better than what was the old one? Was it the thing?
No, the old one was for Stick Figure. It was Welcome to the Stick Figure Podcast.
Okay. I like this one better. I like this one better. We get it.
Yeah.
And then for the Bees, it was Bees Podcast.
I like the Bees Podcast.
The Bees Podcast one was good, but I stole that music. So
that's fine.
No one
theft
needs to
is,
know that.
Theft is the way people make money in this country.
Right. Speaking of theft.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
We have to just, that was a seamless segue. So
speaking
that,
of theft.
And auto.
Grand theft.
What a grand podcast. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the segue into calling this a grand podcast.
I don't get it.
No.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh!
Came out. It is a fun game.
Came out a while ago. 2 weeks?
I think it was two weeks ago.
2 weeks to the day.
Today is the day we're recording it. GTA Online comes out.
And we have not played it yet.
No, we have not.
So you better be
check
thankful.
Check back in 4 months when the next episode comes up so we can talk about how our entire 4 months has been devoted to it.
Actually, just check back to stickfigure.com every week or so to see what kind of new stuff we have for you. Don't tell them to wait 4 months.
Wait 4 months. Don't check again. Ever.
Like, seriously, don't. Really. Please.
Why don't you put up
kidding.
Some of my
no,
play
just kidding.
Joking,
this is
guys.
This is Christopher's.
Actually, I want you to follow our MySpace page. you can friend it. We're friends with Tom.
Plus one us on Google Plus.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
If you want to follow our GeoCities page.
I've never even heard of
that
one.
You can find it on Dogpile.
We don't have a Twitter.
Guys, Grand Theft Auto. Ready, set, go.
Okay, first of all, who here has played it?
I have it. I bought it the day it came out.
Me and Chris have played.
I haven't taken it out of the plastic yet.
Steven?
I played very limited at Harry's house.
Okay.
Now, me and Chris, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is, and you're going to think that I'm some kind of racist or something, but my favorite character is Franklin. Slash Lamar.
I really thought you were going to say Michael.
No. Franklin is my favorite because he is the only somewhat redeemable character.
Yeah, and he has moral qualities that are nice.
The only thing that's a problem with him is you could tell that he exists entirely so that Trevor and Michael aren't in certain scenes.
Yeah.
That's why he exists, and so they could have three people.
Also, because so they could have the sweet driving ability.
That is
the best ability.
The only helpful ability. Basically, for those of you who aren't...
I like... Michael's is good, too, but... You're way less often gonna need it.
Trevor's I've never used.
I've used it when
it gets in the way of
made me use it.
Okay, for those of you who have no idea, Mike and Steve.
Yeah, what's going on?
Wait, hold on a second. There's a Trevor?
There's three of them.
I didn't know there was Trevor.
Is there a Lamar?
Lamar's
a side character.
Lamar is Franklin's friend, who is a lot like me. He is a tall, lanky, black gangsta guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very
cool.
Much like me.
Well, now the viewers know you're black.
Franklin's ability. Is he can slow down time while he's driving. Michael's is he can slow down time on foot, so gunfights and stuff. Yeah. And then Trevor's is he can take less damage and do like double damage in gunfights. But
it
doesn't slow down time or anything. And everybody dies so easily, it's not like you need it.
Yeah,
Grand Theft Auto get magic powers. Like, what?
It's not more a power. It's just something that makes each character different from the other one.
I can slow time.
Well, isn't that what him being black was?
Magic.
No, being black is not a power.
Yeah, my stamina with Franklin, though, is 100. Let's be honest.
But your aim is much lower.
Not after I went to the gun range.
Ooh.
Now it's at the now it's better than Michael's.
Okay, I want to point out how deep the game is. Like, yeah. There's a lot there. Like,
you have skills. So you got, like, strength, stamina, all stuff that's normal you found in games.
Right.
But you can increase it. Like, if you want to increase your strength and stamina, you can play tennis or golf or... Probably not golf. I don't know what that does.
Well, that
strength,
cool.
Probably.
All I have to ask is, when you're Trevor and you say... Or not Trevor, Franklin, you say your accuracy is less, which way do you hold your gun? Is it sideways?
You hold it normal.
Hold it normal.
Welcome back to the Stick Figure Podcast. Playful racism, still a key part of what we do around here. That's
we
why we're friends
love,
with Adagio.
We
make
people.
It okay by knowing
and Demaya. We have Demaya.
Wait. Yeah. If you hit A, does it go online? Hit A. Oh,
no. That's an info thing.
It's loading online.
Okay, so
no, it's loading online.
For those of you who can't see, which
is
my favorite thing to say,
it's loading online.
On
now.
The TV, I pulled up the game. So I'm just going to run through a few things that we could talk about.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, we're.
You agree in Reddit.
Oh, red. Harry just came in his pants.
You gotta check mark the. I have red box.
You gotta go change, Harry.
We are really getting away from the podcast here. I am sorry.
Let's keep talking.
We are.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Grand Theft
Auto again.
Okay. So, anyway. So, Grand Theft Auto 5. One thing that I really like is that shooting, unlike in the other Grand Theft Auto games, doesn't suck major wee-wee. Like,
wee-wee.
Massive here.
It's
and,
beautiful.
Harry, watch out, because you might get a few spoilers.
What percent are you at? Oh, no, she's back! Why is she back?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do anything story-related, please. What percentage are you at?
You beat the game at about 65%.
Did you beat the game?
I beat the game.
I'm at 50.
Is this Trevor or Michael?
This is Michael.
Trevor, you know Trevor.
I'm playing with Michael. Someone run play-by-play for me.
Alright, Chris is playing as Michael. He's in his house in a beautiful
That's
charcoal
a nice
suit.
House.
Yeah, he used to be in the Mafia. Or no, not in the Mafia.
He
used
was,
to rob banks.
He used to rob banks, which is
and
not a spoiler at all. That is
he got
no
witness
game.
Protection. Yeah, that's the beginning of the game. Speaking of which, at the beginning of the game, if you drive off to the side and under a bridge in the river, there's an alien frozen under the water.
Okay,
which is cool.
So I'm gonna try to get a wanted level here, just so I can, you know, make the point that shooting no longer sucks. Like a
probably
lot.
Shouldn't have a silencer if you want, you know, whatever. Oh,
nah, man, killing people does the trick. So
he has a star. He has a star, everybody.
The thing is, like, you look at the reticle and it's just like a dot, which is kind of, you know, poo poo. But nice thing is
all the cars are nice too.
All the
nice.
Cars are
there's
nice.
So like, many nice cars.
Like, I am never disappointed.
You stand
car.
In the street for 2 minutes.
The
and you
auto
get a nice
aim
car.
Is kind of a little bit too easy, but it's helpful. Unlike in the other Grand Theft Auto.
In the other Grand Theft Auto, it's still helpful, but it, like you couldn't aim off the person if you were aiming
no,
off
you could not. You had to down them. And for
stars.
Reference, here's Michael's power. It slows down time in combat.
Magic.
It's not magic,
it's magic.
Like
it's not Saints Row 4.
Magic.
Okay, one thing I do want to say, and I'm gonna get away from this pretty quick. I'm gonna show us Franklin. Okay, I have a wanted level. Can't do that. Gonna have to die.
3 stars, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
4 stars.
You can't shoot. Oh, you can.
I will say, Chris, standing in the middle of an intersection and shooting at everyone was not your best idea.
Wasted.
That was a great idea, Steven.
Let's be honest, though. Game of the year, probably.
I don't know about that. Pokemon's coming out.
Yeah, but that's not gonna.
That's
work.
Not a Game of the Year contender. That's a great game. That's
it
a,
yeah, should be.
It's a very good game, but it's not gonna be Game
no,
of the Year.
It is not a. This game has what was it? $370 million budget.
Yeah.
It was the. It beat Call of Duty Black Ops 2 by 12 days in reaching $1 billion, and it took 3 days for this game to make $1 billion.
I know. I thought that was kind of ridiculous.
It took
that's
that
insane.
Long.
Yeah, that is insane.
Like
there's Franklin's house.
I'm
that's
fairly
another
certain
nice
that
house.
He didn't have a nice house to be in.
Yeah,
anyway,
you got a nice house.
So
yeah, so
I forget where I was going. The point is that this game beat out the Avengers to $1 billion.
Really?
That is not okay. I mean, it's great. It's one of the best things to happen for video games because I think it really helps make it at least more legitimate as an entertainment form, recognized as like an art form and stuff.
Which this game's beautiful.
This game, you just drive around, you look at an alley, and you can just really see where that money went. But yeah, Heroes Franklin's Power kind of slows everything down for you. Really helpful. It makes driving.
You can turn way better.
Yeah, turning is possible. One complaint I do have, and you'll see this every time that you crash, it looks like you just kind of rear-ended them.
Yeah, that's true.
Never has there been a good crash for me in this game.
Yeah, and the damage to the cars in GTA 4 was better.
Right.
So, but I'll forgive that because
everything else is
look at everything else.
Everything else has been great. The voice acting, top of the line to me. The guys who play Franklin and Lamar, my two favorite characters, just because
I don't like Lamar.
I think they have a good relationship. It's a nice dynamic.
Yeah,
but the guys
Franklin
who play
tells Lamar
them
to shut the fuck up.
Great at what they do.
Yeah.
They are very good. And just for the fun of it, because I'm going to stop, you know, ruining the podcast.
That would be a good idea.
I haven't said a damn thing since you started playing.
I do want to point out that people always compare these two games. And that is...
What two games?
I'm sorry, GTA and Saints Row.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because...
They're not the same
game. I just set myself on fire.
You just stopped being on
and,
fire and got up and walked away.
But one... Yes, they're open world games based on like a city.
Yeah.
But
so was Spider-Man 2.
That was a fun
game of the year 2014.
That was a fun game.
Spider-Man 2 was great. I have it on Xbox again after I bought it.
That's a good purchase.
Playing it, delightful.
I've never played it.
It's like $4.
I played it for the PS2.
It's like $4. It's
okay. But one, at this point, they're nothing alike. I mean, obviously, Saints Row 1 and 2, they were GTA clones.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
I did not like Saints Row 1
I never
or
played
2.
Saints Row.
Basically, it came out as a parody of Grand Theft Auto, which to me is crazy that this game warrants a parody game of itself.
And the parody game did well.
Yeah, it's one of the more successful games ever. I mean...
But this, like, Saints Row 2 was the last one I played before 4. Like, I skipped 3.
It was a GTA 3 clone.
Yeah, I figured. But Saints Row 2, not that great. It was fun, but it wasn't, like, a GTA.
No.
And now Saints Row 4, they threw in superpowers and cool shit, and
yeah,
it's, like, a
it's
different
ridiculous.
Game. It's its own game.
Ridiculous. It's like a parody of itself at this point,
yeah,
which is weird.
But
I'm,
even better.
Yeah.
Much better.
What kind of superpowers?
You get, like, super jump, super sprint.
So it's Crackdown.
Gliding stuff.
It's like Crackdown, but minus any kind of like believability.
Also, Crackdown sucks.
Oh,
I don't like Crackdown.
I liked Crackdown. Steven, I feel bad because Steven can contribute nothing to us talking about like this Xbox exclusive, Crackdown.
Do you have my Batman?
Yes, I do.
He does. Shh, that was just a question.
You still have one of mine.
Yeah, that's Christian.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I just don't play that much because I haven't had time.
Yeah, I mean,
I will say that the last Grand Theft Auto I played was Grand Theft Auto 2.
Good game.
Whoa.
Top down, right?
I still have it. I'm going to start playing it again.
Yeah. I want to say 1 and 2 were top down.
But
I played
2
one.
Looked like a real game from the top,
one.
At least.
It was.
It was a good game.
Wait, maybe it was 3, because I don't think it was top down.
3 was the first 3D, like, walking around as a guy.
Then, yeah, it was 3. Never mind. I apologize.
You should.
I did.
Good.
Are we really going to do this right now?
This is why we're here, to discuss your problems.
What, you know,
fuck you, Steven. I'm just kidding.
Are you really
going to
use that language? We don't know who could be listening.
Duck you, Steven.
Thank
this
you.
This is an explicit podcast. We can say whatever we want.
Why the fuck didn't you tell me that?
Well,
earlier?
Okay, watch your language. This is my house. I'm going to close my window because that is insane.
Your window is closed.
No, it's not.
What?
It's closed. Oh, it's the top's open?
What is this trickery?
You can open the top?
Apparently he lives in a trick house.
Black
I don't
magic.
Know what this is.
Black magic.
The fuck? I've never seen a house window that opened down.
I've seen school windows that do that. But that's because they're broken.
You guys are weird. You guys live in poor people houses, I guess.
Well, just, I don't know.
Oh, well, we don't have no fancy windows.
No.
Sorry.
Fancy.
Okay, so the point is GTA Online. We're going to talk about it next podcast.
Yeah,
a lot, so.
And it's going to... It's gonna be perfect.
It's what determines if this is game of the year or game of, like, ever.
I think they're trying to market... Yeah, I think they're trying to market GTA Online as its own thing. It's standalone is what they want it to be turned into.
So you're already giving it game of the year?
Yeah.
Compared to what's come out this year.
Compared to what's come out this year, like, Saints Row 4 was good, but it was no GTA 5.
What else came out this year?
I'm going to look up the best releases of 2013.
Okay,
that
might
be a jaded
let's keep
opinion,
going,
though.
Hopefully I would have beat Skyrim before, you know.
So you guys
want to
talk about Skyrim?
What?
We can talk about Skyrim.
I know Troy's going to want to.
I can talk about Skyrim all
another day. Great one I can contribute to.
Skyrim. Every day.
Skyrim added infinite leveling.
Yes! Every time, just archery and lock picking is every time.
Does it when you get to level 100, what happens?
You go to your skill menu, and then you go to the skill, and then it gives you the option to make it legendary.
Does it make your damage go up, or does it go down?
You lose all your perks,
yeah,
and then it resets to 15.
Yeah.
And then you just keep going.
Is your damage, like, back what it would have been at 15? Yeah. Oh, that sucks, though.
Yeah, but it, like...
But then it goes up, like, right away.
You know, you shoot a dragon, you go up 3 levels. I mean,
right now, I see 3 games that might be able to beat it pretty easily.
What?
Last of Us, which none of us played.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I played that for the PC. It's very good.
It is.
Bioshock Infinite.
That is also
very good, but I think Pan's done it.
I don't know, Bioshock Infinite was pretty good.
I saw that game. Yeah.
I personally didn't like it, but I tend not to like power-based games. And also, not up my alley, but people loved Animal Crossing New Leaf.
But that's not going to get Game of the Year.
If that does, I would be surprised.
It would get. It might be like mentioned, but no Animal Crossing game is going to produce as big of following as Grand Theft Auto V.
That's true. So, to me, it's between 3 games. Because Saints Row 4
is honestly not Game of the Year.
No.
Like, good game. Great game. I'd love to play it. I have yet to beat it.
But, no. I'd say Last of Us, Bioshock Infinite, GTA 5
are
the only games I could see even coming out this year. I mean, people always throw in, like, a Call of Duty title, which is regressed since Modern Warfare 2.
And ridiculous.
Modern Warfare 2 was fantastic, the best one. Though.
Since, 4 is my favorite, just because of the nostalgia.
Black Ops is my favorite, because that's the one I played. But,
4 is my favorite, because that's the last game all of my brother and me and his friends would sit around and play 4-player split screen.
Oh, so it's like
it's a memory for you.
It's nostalgia, yeah.
That's how I am with Halo 3.
That's how I am with Halo 1.
Yeah, people who say Halo 1 was the best game.
Definitely not the best Halo, but definitely the best... thing to look back on. And
I still have yet to beat Halo 4 since I got it.
That's
you got
it
problems.
Was a good story.
The last mission, great.
I mean, you've got like Bioshock. I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong thing. You've got a new Batman coming out.
There's a new Batman.
Did you guys ever play Bioshock 1?
Yeah. I love the Bioshock.
Did you beat it?
Yes.
The part where you show spoiler alert.
Spoilers on the 8-year old.
It's like 8 years. When you get to the like near the end and Atlas, I think it's Atlas, is like he's brainwashed you, and every time he says, "Would you kindly," you have to do it, right?
Pick up the golf
and then he
club.
Gives you the golf club, and he's like, "Would you kindly beat me to death," or whatever. And it's like,
yep.
What? That was the biggest twist in a video game I've ever seen. That was crazy. That was amazing. And definitely, Game of the Year 2013, Bioshock 1.
The thing is, I knew that twist was coming, but once I got there, I was still amazed.
I did not know that twist was coming.
I have not played Bioshock 1,
well,
but
you totally should.
Some of the quotes that I've read, I've heard that it's like one of the best written games.
It is.
It was fantastic.
Bioshock 1 was like the best looking game I'd ever seen when it came out.
And
it was
for me, it was like, it was different.
And the water looked good.
I grew up playing stuff like Halo, and it was...
Me too.
It was kind of like it, but not really. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a story-based game.
It's like, it's a different first-person shooter.
And like towards the end where you get to dress up as a big daddy. And
that
was awesome.
Little sisters and stuff.
Then you roll, like that.
They definitely made the game.
And you roll into Bioshock 2 where you become a big daddy.
Yeah, you start out as a big daddy.
Which is weird, yeah.
I think the opening cutscenes, like when the big daddy comes in and just kills all the splicers and everything with the drill. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Other games that might come out later that could win Game of the Year, Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh!
That comes out this year. Hey.
It's a launch title for Xbox One and PS4.
Maybe I should buy an Xbox One.
Kingdom Hearts 3. I love the Kingdom Hearts series.
Yeah.
Titanfall looks phenomenal.
I wish I didn't know Elder Scrolls Online was a launch title, and now I'm going to buy an Xbox One.
Well, I'm sure it'll come out
for
the 360.
PS4.
And
PS4, my bad.
I hate to be the guy who lets Minecraft win like 8 Game of the Year awards, but it's Minecraft Xbox One / PS4 comes out.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not a new game.
I don't know if it counts as a new title.
It'll just be the same game.
Well,
it would probably count as a new title, but I would if I was. How did they determine
the
game of
the
year?
Twice as big. There's gonna be.
Well, yeah, but the computer worlds are already infinite.
Yeah, I just threw it out there as a possibility.
Yeah, if they count that, then yeah, but I don't think they'll give that Game of the Year. Minecraft.
It is a great
beautiful
game,
though. I would buy it again for Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily. I will pay $24 for that game.
What'd you say, Chris?
Planet Side 2.
I don't know what that is. I need to brush up on my video games.
But point is, right now Grand Theft Auto is the front runner. I mean, obviously it has like new game luster. But
yeah, but as soon online will give it double online or double new game luster. It's gonna blow my socks off.
Plus, it's got staying power.
That's true. Because I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 4 since it came out in whatever year that was.
Well, that's because it's just one of those games where you can go mess around with your friends and do whatever you want.
Speaking of which, the pier at the bottom of the map in GTA 4, you get Roman on the back on a motorcycle.
We've
and you
done this
speed,
many times.
Top speed at the end. Some of the time, he catapults like into the sky. Like, honestly, far. Like, he's just a little dot flying away by the end. And then you're dead, but he's also gone.
We did that many times.
That was honestly, because we didn't know that would happen, and then it happened, and it was
magical.
One of my fondest video game memories.
Have you found the Easter egg where it's like you go out to the like ocean or whatever, and there's a giant rubber duck that comes out of the.
No, that sounds pretty amazing. I should probably find that.
And then there's a swing set of Doom.
I like that. I was thinking
I love that online.
I haven't finished Grand Theft Auto 4, but that's all I did. Just swing set of Doom. Just
trying to fly over buildings.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's GTA 4, Scar. Almost broke my desk there.
Nice.
Anyway, so.
I'm realizing that I'm really behind video games when talking with you guys.
To be fair, we're pretty up on them.
It's the way of the future.
Is it?
It really is.
I think it's the next, and not to... You know, screw it. We're practically a gaming podcast. But to me, video games are going to usurp everything.
Yeah.
As
I feel like the Xbox One, it's called the Xbox One because they're trying to make everything one thing. It's going to become one thing.
It's all going to be one thing. It's not going to happen now. It's going to happen in 15
years. Not
with
the Xbox One, definitely.
No.
Are you talking about like just bringing all the things together? Like,
like Xbox One, you can say Xbox, watch TV, and live TV comes on.
Whether or not that will work.
It probably will.
I mean,
they've been making the thing for longer than any system has ever taken.
The thing is, I'm guilty of it. Because the way to get technology to advance is to force people to change, which is what the Xbox One tried to do. And people complain, and like, well, I guess everything's going to be the same then.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to take people being willing to change it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you look at Apple. Apple just changes whatever they want whenever, and they are the reason that technology advances.
Apple's
because people blindly follow it.
Yeah, but they blindly follow it because everything Apple does is golden.
I'm just saying, no one really steps back to look at it before they purchase it.
That's because when they create something like the iPhone, which right now everyone's like, oh, the iPhone sucks dick.
iPhone, Android, I like Android. iPhone's better. Like,
I don't know.
Android's really good, but iPhone is like...
We'll get back to that.
I still think the best one is the Samsung Brightside.
That's definitely an opinion.
LG Chocolate is the best phone.
Actually, the Samsung Intensity 2.
That phone sucks.
That's my phone right now.
The Virgin Mobile
Oyster.
What are
you talking about? You have the same one as me.
Can we have the Intensity 2?
No, it's the Brightside.
Oh, is it really? Oh, that's my old phone.
No, you saw the iPhone come out, right?
Yeah.
It was the first thing like it. It was amazing.
I was like, this thing's like a BlackBerry, only good.
No, it was like an iPod that could make phone calls.
There goes BlackBerry.
Oh, BlackBerry.
BlackBerry's had their time.
The BlackBerry Torch was a failure.
BlackBerry tried to make a new phone.
And then you saw 2 years later, the smartphone was the standard. They set the standard. You saw them come up with the MacBook. Laptops became the standard in computing. That's what it is. You saw them come out with the MacBook Air. Now, these, like what I have, just the Chromebook, the rundown Ultrabooks, the light versions of that, that's becoming the standard. You see them come out with the iPad. Everyone has a tablet.
I don't have a tablet.
No, me neither.
I recently got... Well, not
everybody
recently.
Wants a tablet, though. Everybody who doesn't have one wants one.
And there's a reason why. The iPad is $550. What's it called? The Microsoft Surface is $350. Did I show that stupid commercial? Guess what? Microsoft has lost $900 million on the Surface. Apple is profitable.
Yeah.
What's the Surface? I'm not sure.
It's like their tablet.
Oh, who would buy that shit?
I would.
I would.
It looks, I would buy anything from Microsoft. I would buy.
I'm a Microsoft little whore.
Me too. Because since I started playing video games on Xbox original, Microsoft has done nothing but good.
Oh, can I talk about why people are stupid?
No, you may not.
Let's PS4 through Xbox One fanboy fight.
Oh! The PS4 gave us what we really wanted, but the Xbox One tried to change things, but now they gave it back. More like Xbox 180.
To the viewers, I apologize for that.
You might
want to
stop trying to break your desk.
Yeah, I am just kind of pushed in here. The point is, though, you look at the PS3 and people are like, well, it's free. The online's free. That's better. No, it's not.
Compare PS3 and Xbox Online.
Compare the speed of matchmaking. Compare the amount of just lag in general.
The amount of people that are going to buy.
I mean, obviously, that might change the PS3 lobbies are always bigger.
Yeah.
Which is bad for servers that aren't funded.
Yeah.
And also, there was that little thing where they lost everybody's credit card information twice and were shut down for over a month.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, that happened.
PS3 online turned off for
because they got hacked.
And they lost everyone's credit card information.
Anonymous swept in. They're like, we're going to take it for the users. And everyone's just like, no, don't take our stuff, Fricks. Anonymous. Fuck you. No, never mind. I love you, Anonymous.
Yes.
Anonymous is our friend.
You're awesome, dude. Just do your thing.
Don't hack our podcast.
Yeah.
You can hack it. That'd be cool. This is Anonymous talking.
Actually, I'll probably bring in more viewers.
Probably. You know what?
Anonymous,
we can post it on all over Reddit, like, hacked by Anonymous. Please listen to our podcast.
Hit up 4chan. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, getting away from kind of what we were saying.
What were we saying?
4chan. If you get a chance to go to 4chan.
Weird as fuck.
Don't.
Weird as fuck.
Fucking don't. Like, imagine Reddit or the Chive. No, the Chive is nothing like it.
Chive is a totally different thing.
Class? Not
No, it's not.
The way Troy explained it today is tastefully done.
Troy is... Okay.
Yeah, Troy's a bad
Never mind. I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk shit about Troy.
Okay, we can do that.
I like talking shit about Troy. I love Troy to death. Let's start with I love Troy to death.
Yeah, Troy
We all do.
Troy is a delight.
Troy is one of my favorite people, but he's also a huge cocksucker.
Probably the best way to put it was that.
So Troy does this thing where he discovers something and he gets excited about it, and all of a sudden it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing to ever happen to him, and it's the best thing that should happen to you.
Yeah, that's true.
let's take the Chive for let's give it,
yeah. Wait, can we, while we're still on Troy, can I tell you one of the stories?
Because
last year I sat with him at lunch, and one day he came to me and said, Steven, you will be amazed by this. I discovered a fourth state of matter. It's Jell-O. And I just lost it. It was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard.
That's funny.
That doesn't... No, the dumbest thing I've ever heard was something I said a few days ago.
Oh, wait,
ago.
I got another one, too.
Okay, go for it.
Well, we were sitting there at lunch, and Troy just, out of nowhere, looks up and he's like, do you guys realize how amazing it is that they can predict the weather? And at this point, I didn't lose it laughing. I lost it with stupidity. I went off on him. I did not understand how stupid he could be.
One of my favorite things to do is when I get a little bit mad at someone for something they said.
Make them feel
And then
bad.
I just rail into them. I feel like I do it a little bit too harshly, but I love it.
I enjoy watching it.
It's one of my great, it's my feelies. And, Christian has voice that he likes it, which makes me not want to do it. Did you just whisper on a podcast? No.
Steve. I think Steve told me I'm a bit of a cunt sometimes.
Okay, no, Steven, damn it, we can't talk about that. This is a podcast.
Go.
Okay, so Troy.
Yes.
Troy does this thing where he discovers something, it's the best thing ever in his life, it needs to be the best thing in your life. The Chive, for example. He discovered it, I'm going to say sometime last year, just to be safe. Whenever he discovered it.
Long while ago.
He said, and then he, either he or Ryan. But he and Ryan are huge on the Chive.
Yeah, which I don't understand that much. I have it, but it's not
It's not that exciting.
It's very popular. It's not as popular as
Reddit or
4chan. 4chan don't even include. 4chan is it's the part of the internet where you go there and you realize you reached the sketchy part of the internet. You've reached Detroit of the internet.
Hey, be nice to Detroit.
Fuck Detroit.
Alright, everyone from Detroit's gonna come kick your ass.
Yeah. My name is Steven Schertzma.
Fuck you.
I attend
with Chris Stikes, who actually just said that.
Yeah. Whoa. Guess what? I can edit it. And oh, I'm sure going to. I'm gonna cut this little
along with Boop, who was there. Anyway, Troy. Chive.
Anyway, Troy. Chive
is awesome.
It's nice.
Okay, yeah. Mike, you're a chive guy.
Chiver.
A chive.
Chiver.
He's a chivette.
Okay.
No! You jerk.
First of all, they always say it's just funny pictures.
No, it's just attractive pictures of ladies.
No, that's not it at all.
That's pretty much also, I like the random ones. I like the random ones that are cool.
Hot girls, funny, or cool pictures.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
It's essentially stumble upon minus websites.
Yeah. I like stumble upon, though.
I do, too.
It's nice. I like stumble upon is a website that I like, but it turned into porn.
Did it?
That's what it became.
I haven't been on StumbleUpon.
Because every time like a picture would roll up, it's like some hot chair. I'd be like, obviously I like this.
Yeah.
Moving on. Then it was just every picture. And then I'm just like, well, now I'm just getting softcore porn.
Yeah.
You say that like it's a problem.
He's into hardcore.
I'm trying to like just find like, oh, I like this website where I can read about like
gaming.
Like where, that's how I discovered Cracked, which was...
Oh, I thought you said Crack.
Oh,
Chris, wait, like, can we get back to Troy? Like, what are we saying about Troy?
The point is, Troy will push the thing that he loves on you, and he will sell it with no regard for the truth. Like, everything about it is amazing. I mean, sometimes someone it is. Like, Frolf. He sold Frolf really high to me.
And it is nice.
It's great. Nice.
I love doing
it. It's great.
But then there's, like, Jell-O in the weather where he pushes on you.
To be fair, are we really going to make fun of Troy for saying, like, dumb things? Cause
you know.
Well, no, because then we can go on for hours.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I'm here. Like, there's a much worse... I made a joke the other day that Three Doors Down was just three bedroom doors playing instruments.
Okay, that was terrible.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever said, but I laughed for 10 minutes at my own joke.
That is funny. That's a funny joke, though.
Christian, Ryan, and Troy weren't having it.
Are you surprised?
I'm a little surprised. I think that's pretty funny.
All right, I can see Christian definitely not going with it.
Yeah, Christian would be like, no, that's stupid.
It was mostly Ryan.
That's stupid.
Christian would say, no, you dick.
That is true. Words.
You know, one thing about Christian. My lunch, right? My lunch is me, Adagio, Troy, and Christian, right?
Yeah.
And we have a long table, so there's two sections that are long, and so we all get as much room as we want, right?
Yeah.
But we've congregated to the middle, so everybody's in the middle on one side of the section, right? Me and Troy, I sit on one side, he sits on the other, the middle is like a line, right? Mm-hmm. Christian insists upon sitting slightly in the middle with his elbow all the way over, like, onto the other side as far as he can go, like, sitting up straight, right? So he's here... Sitting here, here's the line, here's the other table. I know you can't see this, but I'm irritated. Like, the gap's like right here, and he'll just be like this. And Troy will be sitting like right across, and this is Adagio's seat. Like, why?
For those of you watching right now, just keep going.
We haven't, like,
for those of you watching right now, Harry is drawing lines on the table that thing. We have the microphone like, on.
And he violates me and
he's
Troy
making
and Adagio.
That's gross.
He's taking his pants off.
Have you ever just told him to stop it?
No, because I don't think he knows. But he does, because he's doing it on purpose.
Okay, so then tomorrow?
Today, I sat on the other side, and I sat right where I was supposed to be, and Christian scooted over. Fuck him.
Just grab his arms.
I don't know why it bothers me so much, though.
Christian does this thing where if he, and this has become a complaint about our friends, Christian does this thing where he will decide that it's going to be one way, and no matter what,
it's going to be that way.
And that way is the opposite of what you want.
When I go home, will you play Grand Theft Auto Online with me?
Way to just bring the conversation
I'm
down.
Sorry, I just thought of it and I had to ask.
Okay. Yes, I'll play.
Thank you, go.
I'll play GTA Online.
Skip.
Steven, have you noticed something annoying with the internet?
With the internet?
Yeah, what is the biggest thing that annoys you with the internet?
Facebook.
Facebook doesn't bother me because I don't really...
This is horrible smelling it on my bed.
I don't really do anything with Facebook, so that doesn't bother me. The biggest thing for me...
Harry is sitting sideways in the chair with one leg over the armrest, the other leg, like, forward.
My milky
lounging.
White thigh doing anything for you?
His shorts are, like, pulled down to where they're...
And he's petting his thigh.
It's not pleasant.
His legs are spread wide open. He's presenting himself.
No, I'm not. It's like they're pretty close together.
How do you expect me not to be distracted by this?
There you go.
That's better. Okay, so what annoys you most with the internet, Steven?
I mean, nothing really annoys me with the internet.
You know what annoys me? Steven's Facebook.
What the fuck do I do on my Facebook that annoys you?
Okay.
Sorry, Harry's a dick.
Mike, what did you call yourself earlier? You used the chive. What are you called?
Chiver.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Chiver! I know it sounds stupid, but that's...
It happens everywhere. On Reddit, you're a Redditor.
No, you're
not. And people get so goddamn wrapped up in their online culture.
Troy did that. Adagio's like, Adagio has the Chive app on his phone.
Yes.
Troy saw his, he was looking at his phone for something, and he's like, oh, I didn't know you Chive. That's so cool, you Chive. And he went on about it. And he's like... Chive's pretty cool.
He's like, you're a chiver. Reddit is terrible. I don't use Chive just because I don't like the layout or whatever.
I don't either. It's just pictures.
But, okay. Reddit is terrible about this. I use Reddit. I hate everybody on
that,
Reddit.
That story I read was terrifying.
We'll get to that.
What is Reddit?
Reddit is a... It is a link...
This random...
Aggregating site, which is what it's called. It's like a media aggregator. But Reddit, they have this stupid bullshit where they're all their little clan of Redditors, and whenever they see something funny in the world, they post it on Reddit, and they're like, which one of you did this? Like, only the people there can be funny? And then, like, they'll see, like, someone out in the world who makes a reference to Reddit, and they're like, they're out here too, guys, I'm not alone.
That sounds annoying.
Everything dumb that you have seen on Facebook is Reddit, just the shit that has fallen out of it. For example, I'm going to go to a subreddit right now called Advice Animals. Do you guys know what Advice Animals
Yes.
are?
It sounds entertaining.
You would
it sounds
think
like
so.
Animal porn.
You would think so.
It's not
what we've
porn,
got
is
here is every
pictures
single annoying meme in the history of man used terribly. One I want to complain about in particular is this one. It is a green duck floating.
It's mallard.
It's actual advice mallard, yes. It's supposed to give you real advice. It's really just a way for people to complain
that's
about
advice.
Their significant
that's good advice.
This is the front page. This is a stupid duck that people use to complain. Another one I hate is Confession Bear.
Confession bear.
What is confession bear?
He's in the other side of the confession booth thing.
It's a bear that's sitting there, it looks sad, and there's a confession that they make. A lot of them are just like, I use Reddit a lot, and I never upvote anything.
So terrible.
Tell me your sins.
And then there's the other side of it. There's the other side of it, where there was a guy who's like, I've never said this, but this is the internet, so it doesn't matter. I killed my sister's boyfriend because I wanted to bang her. And that guy got arrested.
Good.
No way.
Yeah,
expected.
But the point is...
Don't kill your sister's boyfriend.
Just be a person and also use the internet. Don't... Like, I'm big on technology. It's a huge part of my life.
It is your life.
Technology's
pretty
big
much
on you.
Yeah, I'll say that. Thank you. I'm big on you, Mike.
Oh.
But... People need to not, like, absorb the culture just to be a part of a group. Because it's weird, and that is where you're going to see things get ruined with the internet, because it's going to be segregated, which you don't want.
I will say Confession Bear made me think of Bear Force One again.
Bear Force One. Boys, boys, boys.
I don't know what that is.
All throughout practice
What's
today.
What's up,
guys? Stop rubbing your thigh. I will slap you in the thigh. Don't think I won't.
I'm thoroughly scared.
I felt the pain before you did it.
Okay, yeah, see, and it's just like people getting a chance to be little bitches. Like, this is a confession there. Steven, read it aloud.
My friends say I'm more outgoing now that I'm single. I really just can't stand staying at home anymore because I just mull over how horrible my ex was to me, but how much I miss her.
What the fuck? Why is that online?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not funny.
That's... Okay, and also, keep calm and do whatever. This is why...
Keep calm and chive on.
That's one thing that's pissed me off.
Keep calm, chive on is a big thing.
This is why I hate the chive. They didn't start that. Yeah, that was started in the 70s. Keep calm, carry on. That was a thing. No, shut the fuck up. You're wrong.
No!
You're wrong.
No! Queen Elizabeth or something? No!
I don't know what that was. The point is, it started in the 70s. Keep calm and do whatever is the got milk of our generation, and it's still annoying.
Keep calm and kill zones.
But got milk is the got milk of our generation.
Mike is so pro this
thing. I do got milk.
It is... so dumb. Keep calm and
Calm, study on college.
Keep calm and pretend this is in the lesson plan. That's on one of my teacher's walls, and I hate her for it.
Oh, who?
Gotta bleep that. Remember that? Timestamp 40 minutes. Okay. Anyway, shut the fuck up. That's every joke now. Find another fucking meme to make your joke.
I like one that was keep calm and fuck you, fuck that, fuck them, fuck. Whatever.
No.
It's all in caps. I enjoyed that one.
No, just get rid of the keep calm, man. It's annoying. I hate it.
Keep calm, Chris. Podcast on.
I do like got milk though.
I do like got milk.
Because then you got to see all your favorite sports.
That's retro, and we're all hipsters.
I like what they did there. Like, it made milk look a little cooler by making famous people do it. The chillins drink some milk.
I saw Marvin Harrison with a milk mustache.
Marvin Harrison.
Fuck you.
Colts suck.
3-1, 2-2, bet you Bengals suck.
I'm not a huge fan, though.
So, neither am I.
I like their uniform.
You know what I'm a huge fan of? Steven getting closer to the mic.
I'm still... shit.
Roasted.
Fuck. You got faced. My bad.
Okay, so let's get away from complaining, because I'm dominating
the conversation. Let's talk about something non-technology.
Froth.
Froth?
I'd rather jump right to Suicide Assassin.
Well, I don't want to be talking, because I feel like I've been dominating the conversation.
You always do.
It's your podcast.
But it's not about me.
It's about me. Let me talk. Froth. It's frisbee and it's golf. It's great.
So you hit it with a golf club?
Next topic.
Actually, I have a story to tell while we were frothing. You weren't there, were you?
I wasn't there last time we frothed, no.
Okay, it was this Saturday. It was me, Troy, Brian, his brother Brian, and Ryan.
So, yeah, you're making background noise.
Sorry, my pockets were aching to be opened.
I'm gonna cut that now. Okay. I'm gonna have to cut that.
Don't worry. Anyways.
We've cut nothing in the past few minutes.
You tricked him, Chris!
Yeah,
you got him! You got him. Anyways, we were all frothing, and we were on this one hole.
If anyone can point out the timestamp where the hard edit was, you win a prize with a free mention in the next pack.
For shizzles.
Or your prize can be we don't mention you.
Yeah.
You're actually going to, in the next podcast, you're going to have to find the hard edit where we mention your name, except we cut that part out. Give us that timestamp.
And then we'll put it back in.
And then we'll send you a McChicken.
Half-eaten McChicken.
A one-bite McChicken.
Anyway, you have a story about
signed by Chris.
He'll sign it with a Sharpie and you can eat it or whatever you do.
He'll sign the chicken.
Oh, he's signing it.
Not the rapper.
He's signing it right now.
He's signing the bun.
Wait, do we still have a link?
No, he's signing the chicken. Take the bun off.
I might make a link.
No, on the bun?
The bun.
Oh. I'm so mad it sounds like writing on paper.
That's so gross.
Eat it. Eat it.
No, that's our prize.
Well, yeah, we'll save that for a competition.
It's the prize. Okay, so you have a story about Wolf.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to it. About 2 minutes now.
Now you know how I feel.
Two minutes now.
Steven, what do you mean? We've given you plenty of time to talk during the podcast.
I have not interrupted you.
It's not necessarily the podcast. It's just general life. Harry's an interrupting douche.
Oh! Thank
you for interrupting cow.
You fell for it.
You think I didn't walk into that one?
What do you mean?
Okay. Speaking of that, we'll get to the story.
Oh, okay.
Harry, it won't work on you.
Yeah.
Steven, I know a great knock knock joke, but you have to start it. Okay, go.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
It's funny because you look like an idiot.
I don't get it.
Mike. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Steven.
Steven who?
Steven the idiot.
Oh! Wow. That was actually pretty good. I'm proud of you, Chris.
That was tastefully
proud of you.
Anyway,
I hate my friends.
Tell your story. You love your friends. Shut up. Homo King. Mike, yeah.
Man, go
can I
story.
Talk?
Nobody else talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like it's awesome.
Actually.
Now.
This is the worst podcast ever.
What have
I enjoy
done?
It.
We have a joke about interrupting people so no stories come out of it. And no one interrupted me while I was doing that. Wow, damn.
We were letting you get your story out.
Shut up.
Okay, we were frothing. We were around this hole.
Then what happened?
Which hole exactly?
Which course?
Red course.
A red course.
Red course!
Okay, Mike, calm down.
God damn.
Just tell your story. We're trying to get you to tell the story.
I laughed too hard.
You keep stopping.
There's blood in my face. Okay.
Was that the joke?
No.
There's actually blood in the story.
That happens in the story. It was period blood.
Okay, so
that's
we were...
That's my period, you dumb bitch. That's my period.
Mike, go with the story.
I can't.
You guys need to shut the fuck up.
Oh,
Mike.
Coming from you, you can
shut the fuck up.
Mike.
There's a hole.
In the bottom.
The bottom of the sea.
That's it, no story.
There's a bump.
No story for you guys.
No story.
The bottom of the sea.
Don't be a Steven.
There's a... frog on the bump on the log.
What?
The bump on the frog.
Bottom?
Oh, fuck.
There's a flea on the fly.
So, guys, I have a story.
Mike, go with the story.
Mike has to tell a story.
Can we please
just
let Michael tell a story?
Everyone?
Go, Mike.
Okay.
I can't not.
So, me, Ryan, Troy's brother Brian, and Troy.
That must have been confusing, Brian and Ryan.
Oh, I thought we were done with this.
I do always run into that when we're like at a gathering and they're both there. Whenever someone says anything, kind of hard to understand them, I'm just like, I don't know where they are. Or I don't know what to... I just never know what to say. Because if I ask who, then I sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone cover your mouth. Let Mike tell
Mike
a story.
Tell a story.
I just have to look at anything
Ryan,
else.
Ryan, you and Troy.
We were putting
Red
on
course.
This... I'm gonna give up in about a second, I swear to God!
You already gave up once, Mike.
Okay, I'm not a man of my word.
Okay, you were putting on...
Yeah, we were putting, and Troy mentioned he has an ocarina. And
that fucker has had that for a year, and I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's cool as hell!
Tell a story!
Oh, okay. So he has his ocarina, and I came up with this scenario where these people are putting, and I'm dressed in all green, or Troy or whatever, and we...
Are you kidding me?
Studio laughter.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, people on the internet, I am sorry.
What is it? Let me see.
It's Air Force One.
I want to see what does the fox say. That's a good one.
I've never heard that.
Such a good song.
You know, a girl in my choir class actually plays the ocarina.
Mike, can you tell the story, please?
Well, I'm sorry, we have to listen to Bear Force fucking one.
Mike, can you please tell the story, please? You were putting, you came up with a story where one of you dresses in all green and jumps around playing the ocarina.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, these last 10 minutes are going to have to be cut.
These are ridiculous. I love it, though. No, this is the best part of the podcast.
I hate this part of the podcast.
Well, if you finished your story, maybe...
Yeah, maybe it'll be a good story.
Well, if you let me finish!
I'll let you finish.
Then let me finish.
Okay, go.
Okay.
So I dress in all green. Don't...
Like a Kelly Green?
Okay, we gotta let him get the story out. Mike's gonna leave.
Mike,
Mike, you don't even have a ride home.
Mike. Yeah.
Screw that. So we were all putting... And I came up with this scenario where someone's putting, and I jump out of the woods with the ocarina, dressed in like a Link outfit, skipping along, playing a song, something like that. Then I run into the woods and just climb up a tree or something. And then they come into the woods, come and look for me, but they never find me. Chris, what is up? What is...
What the fuck is that?
I'm going in my show.
I found a gay rap group.
You found a gay rap group.
Why were you looking for one?
Because
he
I
was
looking
up.
To interrupt Mike with.
Oh my goodness.
Alright,
I'm going to leave the room, Mike.
Let's calm it down a little. He's pretty much done. Is there more to that story?
Mike, I'm done.
I'm going to leave the room and you can tell your story. and it's gonna be great.
No, I'm done. That was the story. No, I'm done. I'm done.
Mike, tell the story.
Mikey's gone.
Chris sucks.
Chris does suck. Chris is the fucking worst podcast director.
That guy.
There actually was no story. We just wanted to get him out of here so we can tell you how much he sucks.
Yeah, we're gonna lock him out.
I jerked off his shampoo bottle.
I jerked off in his pillow.
We just locked him out of his room. He's not welcome in
here. What do you guys want to talk about next?
Welcome to the Stick Figure Podcast, not featuring Chris this week.
Let's talk about
Suicide Assassin.
Well, we don't know what that is.
I don't mean neither.
Let's talk about fraternities.
Okay.
So are you guys going to join a fraternity when
I will not.
College? I will not either.
No!
We're talking about fraternities
now. So you're not going to tell the story then?
I was done. Kind of.
Was it a good story?
You heard the story.
I didn't hear it. I was looking for things to interrupt it with.
Troy will tell you tomorrow. You know, whatever.
No, he won't. He won't get to it.
Oh, wait. The Ocarina's thing? Okay. So what are we talking about? Fraternities?
Not going to join. Are you guys going to join one?
No.
No. God, no.
I am not getting butt raped.
I just saw...
What? Is that any hazing
this
ever is getting butt raped?
You never
like,
know.
Like at a college, not a prison gang.
They do weird shit, though. Like,
yeah.
Paddle you?
Yeah, or,
it's weird.
Or
also,
worse.
I just complained about people getting too wrapped up in internet culture.
That's getting way too wrapped up
in something that's made up and doesn't matter.
I will tell you guys, I've made the decision that through 4 years of college, I will not shave.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
No, I will
Wait,
not.
Shave what?
Are you planning on seeing Kristen during this?
Not if I go to St. John's.
Well then, you're not going to ever come back home?
Well, yeah, but it'll be nicely groomed and in braids.
Oh, in braids? You think it's going to
grow
out like that?
You listed some pretty ambitious plans, and I think...
It's not going to grow out like that, Steven. You're
I
not the beardiest
dream.
Fella.
That'd be like if I tried to grow a beard.
Yeah, or me.
I haven't shaved in weeks.
Really?
Yeah, my beard grows to this point, scruff here, then like some scruff over here. Then it stops. It
here
takes 2 days to get to this point, and then stops.
This
get,
is four
I
days.
I get
yeah,
a little
this
bit
is four
in
days
between.
Too.
I have to shave tonight.
This is like I shaved Saturday morning or
hey,
Sunday.
This
night.
Is a horrible topic for the podcast.
This is a horrible podcast. I apologize.
This has been a great episode.
I like this podcast. Let's talk about fraternities though. They're like, what is up with the hazing shit? Like, why not just like
you have to be accepted into the
yeah,
group.
Yeah, that's stupid. I would make fun of frat people, but I wouldn't join one.
Yeah.
I would go to their parties. So
I
Troy,
feel
me
like
and Troy talked about that. We'd go to the party because
everyone goes to the party. That's what you do.
Yeah, and you're not like not, you don't have to like be in the fraternity.
I just realized that this podcast is going to be hard to do when we're all in college.
It is
Skype
cast.
Yeah, we could do Skype.
Then we can make it into a video podcast.
That would be terrible, just staring at our faces while talking. Remember when we did the video podcast for the bees?
I did not watch
it. We didn't do a whole podcast, did
we? I told you, I did not watch past episode one of the bees.
We did a video podcast.
We did a whole video podcast.
We did an hour and 15 minute long video.
Oh,
like an ice cream
God.
Truck. Someone, if you will, please look up Caswell. It's Cazwell. They are phenomenal.
It'll be in the link dump. I need to make a link dump for this episode.
Link dump.
The Bees video podcast, episode 20 minutes, 1 hour and 6 seconds.
Oh my god.
Featuring me, Tony Ryan, and my friend Chris.
So, oh, okay, I wasn't there. That's fine.
Isn't your friend Chris exactly like you?
He's very similar. He's the guy who does the morning and nothing.
How many views?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. How many views?
33.
Oh,
moving
damn.
Up in the world.
On YouTube, too.
The audio version got 113 listens.
Oh.
Video podcast was not worth the amount of effort.
You still have that video of you slapping Troy?
I do.
Oh, I
that was
see
a terrible
that.
Video. I'm going to check out the
You want to see it?
I want to
There are nine
see
videos
it.
On the Beast Podcast YouTube channel.
Show
One of them is Gangster vs. Preacher. One is The Hunt for the Wild.
How many Tony. Videos, or how many views do they have? Gangster vs. Preacher, at least.
46.
Hell yeah.
Hunt for the Wild Tony has 41. Chris tries to play Body Count 14. Chris and Christian, terrible, terrible video. 36 videos. Chris tries to play Halo Reach, exactly 100 views. Chris tries to play Minecraft, 140 views. Harry does the Cinnamon Challenge, 60 views. Troy gets slapped, 32 views.
Yeah. That's back when Chris had glasses and longer hair.
Oh, dude, I get to see ugly me, which is a lot like current me.
Hey.
Can we like podcast? Oh, like at this oh, point, we're just like
this whole.
Watching.
Dear God, look at me.
Let's end the podcast.
I'd rather God.
Let's end the podcast.
Okay, let's end it with a story. I had an idea. Have you guys heard my idea for the Suicide Assassin?
No.
No.
I'd,
I would like to.
I had this idea talking to my cousin Cam at a party the other day.
Is Cam a man or woman?
Man.
Okay.
He's like 25 or whatever. Point is, We were talking, and he's like a very depressing. No, he's very much. You might meet him one day. Who knows? The point is, he's like 25.
Well endowed.
He's very depressed.
Shut the Steve.
We're trying to end it. The point is, he's like a very depressing person to talk to. Just because he's very high into like existentialism, like we live to die. He's one of those, but not like in a good way. In a good way.
I love to fuck.
We live to reproduce.
Money.
Okay, we'll get into that another day.
Yeah.
So, I told him he would make a great career as an assassin, who's, instead of shooting people and stuff, he just befriends people and slowly convinces them to kill themselves.
I wrote a paper about that in sophomore year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I will show it to you one day.
The details of this were, get like $100,000 and you get a year. Like, you work yourself into that guy's life. You accidentally bump into him at a party. You become friends. You, like, sleep with his girlfriend and make sure he doesn't know it was you and slowly use that against him. You constantly get him really drunk so he gets fired from his job.
Yeah, that'd work.
Like, you keep setting him up on dates that you pay the person to not show up or to leave in the middle.
Yeah, and then slowly, be a huge asshole or something.
Very, very quickly, he's going to learn to hate his life. And
this is going to be depressing.
At the end of it, he's going to kill himself.
Are you trying to kill Cam?
And then you're my cousin? No.
Okay.
Why? How would I kill my own cousin?
I don't know. It feels like you're doing that to him.
Guys, you'd be a suspect. Don't think about it. In the recent...
Yeah.
Don't make any new friends, guys.
Yeah. Don't bump into anybody at a party.
Trying to bump us off the podcast.
No, I'm telling you. I wrote a paper about like that, a very similar topic. It was about a guy who started a new job... And at the job, there was this one British guy. I don't know why I made him British, but I did.
Because British people are murderers.
Well, yeah, thank Jack the Ripper.
Take a look at London.
True.
Everybody's a murderer. Yeah.
But over the course of, like, mine was much more accelerated. It was about 3 weeks. The guy convinced them that why should he wait to get into the afterlife when he just ended now? He's lived a good life. So why couldn't he just do it now and go and enjoy heaven? So it ends up with the guy deciding... I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go now.
Fuck is that face?
And then the whole thing wraps up with, it turns out the police consider it a murder, and the wife killed him. So after all this investigation, the wife is thrown in jail, the kids are orphaned, and the guy's dead.
What the fuck class was this, Steven?
Do you remember Mr. D?
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah, you can imagine him enjoying that, couldn't
Never
you?
Never had him.
He was nice.
But the whole thing turned out to be a psychology experiment because the British guy was one of England's top psychologists. And I thought that was one of my best
favorites. Reminds me of a movie called The Serbian Film.
Oh, Chris.
Mike, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you told me.
This reminds me a little bit of a movie called Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo reminds me a lot of the Serbian film. Specifically the scene with the baby.
Oh, I have to tell you guys.
Nobody knows what that is.
Serbian film. Watch it. Great movie.
No, I will not.
We're wrapping up the podcast. Check out stickfigure.com.
Follow us on Twitter.
I guess we don't have a Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Chris Stikes.
Follow me on Twitter. I forget my name.
Harry, you have not used Twitter ever.
I tweeted yesterday.
All right.
I tweeted about how my Dairy Queen Blizzard didn't have enough chocolate in it, and that the struggle is real.
No one gives a shit.
Everyone, I give a shit. And then I retweeted shit no one says, and it was, did you see it?
No. I have another complaint. We're not going to get to it. You're not going to say it. We're wrapping up the podcast.
Before we wrap it up, I'd like to say everyone remember to look for the hard cut so you can win that signed bite taken out of McChicken.
Wrap it up. You don't want no babies.
When in doubt, don't pull out. That's for driving.
Don't be a dummy. Come on our tummy.
I have 20 of those that I'd like to read.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
I have 20 of those. Sent from my girlfriend.
Have
mother.
Some class. Go in her ass.
Cloak the Joker before you poke her.
Like that one.
Wait, Steven, before you go on, I want to do one more thing. I think it's really fitting with the podcast, is I'm going to cut you.